Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brustin Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Kyle Brustin Northman continues, ESPN Wisconsin, ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison on YouTube, the all new, sexy, customizable ESPN Wisconsin app. Download that if you haven't already. Sexy might be an overstatement. It's a great app. What's higher than sexy, Will?
I don't know. We haven't come up with a word for it yet.
Smoking hot. What's a compliment above sexy?
Beautiful.
I don't know.
It depends on the context.
Gorgeous.
Same thing. Can't say I've been called beyond sexy before.
Have you been called sexy before?
Come on now. I mean, it's about beauty. I mean, sexy's in the eye of the beholder.
Oh, I forgot we're dealing with Playboy, Kyle.
No. I've been called sexy before. I told y'all. I'm not saying I'm sexy. I'm just saying there's some women out there, and I'm sure, and a gentleman, I don't know if I ever told you, when a gentleman hit on me, I was flattered.
When was this?
Oh, this was down at, Jefferson Street or something like that over there. Gentleman said something, you know, tried to catcall me.
What'd he say?
Oh, man. I remember what he said after I denied it.
Well, how'd you deny it? I need the whole story. Give me the entire play-by-play.
Basically, I was walking down, like, Jefferson Street. You know the bars over there?
Yeah.
Flanagan's, I think, used to be there. And I was walking in front of there, and some gentleman said something about, you know, me. And I was like, oh, wow.
And your appearance.
Yeah. I said, thanks, but no thanks. And he then said, you know, bleep you anyway, da, da, da. I said, oh, wow, this is how it feels. This is how it feels to be catcalled when you deny somebody. They say rude comments about you. So,
wow.
Yeah. So I was called attractive, then I was called something else. And then I've also been called, you know, sexy many times before.
It's awesome, Kyle.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing.
Good for you.
Yeah. Men and women love me.
I mean, our boy Will is just getting kicked in the nads at bars by random women.
Yeah, because they see
every time I fill in on the show, that story gets brought up.
I mean,
it's truly unbelievable. Specifically this show.
No,
they
know a beta male when they see him. I actually was seeing something.
Hey, come on.
It is what it is. I was watching something on the social medias. It might have been the Instagram or the Twitter or the TikTok. And I was watching how there's like videos of women running around bullying boys, bullying men. And I said, what the hell is this? Listen, that must be a you generation. That must be y'all generation. Because let me tell you, us millennials, there ain't no TikTok to video of them running around bullying men.
Hell no. I've never been bullied like that. I don't know why you're blaming me.
It's on social media of going around bullying men. I've never heard that in my life.
I recently saw a trend where women are hitting on men. They take a picture of them when they're not looking, and then they walk up and hand them their phone and their lock screen.
So that'd be like, this happened to me at a wedding, actually.
Everything's happened to this kid.
Go on. Tell me more.
That exact situation. I was just standing there, and a girl said, it was like a group of eight of them, and they were like, can you take a picture of us? Like, and I was like, okay, yeah, fine. Like, that's not an abnormal thing to ask for at a wedding, right? So I walk over there, and she hands me the phone, and I tap the phone because it's turned off. And it's just a picture of me sitting at a table eating the dinner at the wedding.
Did you get her? Did you put your number in her phone?
Yeah, was that a compliment? Was she hitting on you?
I have no idea. I still am perplexed.
Here's the thing that fascinates me about Will Summers. He is completely oblivious in every situation.
Well, I'm oblivious as well in a lot of situations. But Will, if a woman ever handed me her phone, I'm on it. I'm asking questions. What type of time are you on?
I said, why? Like, I was like, what is going on? And she just took the phone back, laughed, and walked away.
Oh, so you didn't even take a picture of them.
Did you dance with her?
I did take a picture of them.
Will, did you dance with her? Did you get her number? Was she not cute?
No, I just minded my own business.
What do you mean your own business? She took a picture of you. It was on her break screen. That is your business.
I just thought it was weird.
Weird?
I was asking why, like, what is the purpose of this?
Was she cute?
Yeah, she was pretty cute.
Will, you should have said, I see I'm your break screen. Oh, see, I'm your phone. I'm your home screen. How can I make you mine?
I have a follow-up question.
That's a good one.
No, that's what you should have said.
Will, I have a follow-up question. So, for those that aren't aware, Will has joined the Mr. Relevant crew, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, beginning at 12:30, ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison on YouTube, available wherever you get your podcasts. Myself, Josh DiMaggio, Hunter Vaughn, and Will. A few months ago, you were at a wedding, and a particular source sent me a photo of you being smooched on both of your cheeks by two different women.
Oh, wow. Okay, Will. Mm-hmm. William. Yes. Will I am.
Was that the same wedding as
no,
this?
No, it's a different wedding. I think I'm just a hit at every wedding. That's just the thing.
So do you have a date to you don't have dates to these weddings, clearly.
No.
Do you have any dates scheduled?
No.
You are single, correct?
Yes.
Are you so looking?
Kind of. I don't really have time to.
No, you don't look. You're clearly not looking. You have you have women coming up to
Will,
you and not even doing anything
with 30
it.
Seconds, give us some football music. Tell us why you are Milwaukee's most eligible bachelor.
Okay, well.
I'm trying to figure out who's worse than him or Woolley.
Oh, it's Woolley.
These are some awful stories.
I mean, getting kicked in the nads is pretty bad.
And then having a woman give you her phone with your picture.
Clearly calling you attractive.
With all these stories, would you want to be dating if you were me?
I'll be playing the field. I'll be testing different rides out.
All right, here we go. Not where I expected we'd go today, but here we are. Will Summers' 30-second pitch on why he is the most eligible bachelor in Wisconsin.
Okay, well, for starters, I mean, very athletic build. I'm very fast. I can run very fast. I'm very strong. I work out a lot.
Will, these women don't give a dang about how fast you are.
You'd be surprised.
Look at this man.
He's quick.
He's unathletic, and I'm a shell of what I used to be, and I wasn't great before. And we can get women in here.
I like that he doesn't go with, well, I have a great job that I really enjoy. I'm happy. I'm a happy
fast.
Guy. He goes, I'm fast.
Do women go on dates? How fast are you?
It's like,
what the hell, they don't care?
Do you have your 40 time on your Tinder profile? What the hell was that? Start over. Try again.
No, he's hopeless.
Let's give him one more try. We should give him one more try.
I'm fat.
All right, Will Summers, 22-year-old bachelor, full-time Will. Why are you the most eligible bachelor in Wisconsin?
I'm funny. I have a good sense of humor. I'm relatable. I'm easy to talk to.
This is better.
I like to have fun. I like to go out. I like to do things. I like new experiences. And I'm taller than some people make me out to be. There, I got 15 other seconds if you guys have any
comments. Women love? Women love when you spend money on them as well. Take them on a date. Treat them. If I could do it all over again, which I don't need to, I would probably be a little less cheap than what I was back in the day.
I've never been cheap.
I've always been cheap.
I know you have.
I remember one time I...
All right, Will. Here's what we're going to do.
And I'm very fast.
Here's what we're going to do.
It's like in fourth grade where it's like everyone had the kid at school who was the fastest kid. He was the coolest.
All right, Will is 22 years old and he's an eligible bachelor. If you want to set him up on a date, hit us. 800-990-3776. Will, am I okay doing this?
Sure.
You'll go on a date?
Whoa, wait, so I have to go?
You don't necessarily have to, but like we are in the process of setting one up for you, yes.
If you guys set me up on a date, I'll go.
Will, right. I can't. I don't.
Maybe a nation.
I don't go out. I don't know what the world looks like.
I actually might have somebody for you, but I don't. I want to put this in KB.
What she look like? Let me see.
We'll talk about that in the commercial break.
You ain't gonna set Will up with nobody.
This is an engaged man. What she look like?
Well, I'm just making sure.
Kyle might be my best man if I get married to this girl. He's the gatekeeper.
No,
here.
I just want to make sure you're setting him up with a good looking woman.
800-990.
There is no such thing as an ugly person. I just want everybody to know that everybody's beautiful, but you know the beauty's in the eye of the beholder. And I'm gonna behold what
Chris chimes in. Will, just so you are aware, women do not like a fast man.
You'd be surprised.
Oh my!
You're not
gosh.
Understanding what he's saying, Jake. On the text line,
Will. It's clear to me. Will could be in Arizona in the Sahara.
Jake,
drought man.
Jake on the text line. This is a great text. Will feels like a grade school kid trying to pick up a girl on the playground. Hey, you want to see how fast I am?
That's what I just said. Girls like guys who work out.
I'm now starting to think Will.
He might
Will,
be hopeless.
He hopeless, and his brain function might be at a little lower level.
who's on the board in Madison today? Can you queue up Madison? Is it Woolley by chance? Who's on the board in Madison today?
What up, guys?
Hunter. He's married.
Happily married man.
He's very happily married. I saw.
Hey, Hunter.
Yeah.
How are you mad at Jerry Jones or no?
Ryan's here. He's by
Ryan.
Himself.
Oh,
Ryan, come here. Woolley. Get Woolley in here. Get Woolley in here. Woolley.
We got the two worst bachelors in Wisconsin.
Woolley, did you just hear Will Summers' pitch for why he was the most eligible bachelor?
Yeah, because he's the fastest kid on the playground. Who doesn't want to be with the fastest kid on the playground?
All right. Here's the thing. I think you can do better than that. Cue up the football music. Ryan Wollersheim.
Oh, God.
Your time to shine. Why are you the most eligible bachelor in the state of Wisconsin?
Because there's nothing fast about me. I only move slowly, ponderously, and seriously because, guys, I'm here to stay. All right, I'm here for the long haul. I want to be with you. I want to be with you for life. All right, this is serious. I'm not here to just run through.
Bro, you're like so boring. You're so boring. Wally, I know why you're not getting no girls.
Kyle, you've been sleepwalking through the entire show today, and you're gonna call me. I mean,
That is not true. What's going on here? That's not true. I've been given a lot of energy today.
Now we just make stuff up.
We just make stuff up when we feel attacked, huh? I'm just saying, you gave a boring pitch here.
This is the most subdued Kyle Wallace I've ever heard in my life. Especially after a Packers game.
Good feedback. No, it's not good feedback. If it's false. Do you feel like I haven't been hyped up today?
I feel like maybe I'm dragging it down because I'm a little tired, but I'm all amped up now.
I'm trying
to give my boys some dates.
I'm on my feet.
They're both hopeless. My goodness.
Yeah, they suck.
No, Wally, you sound boring. Dude, you're like 25. What girl who's 25 wants to hear that?
So I was reading a damn book club. He's like, I was reading this autobiography the
26.
Other day.
Oh my gosh. You know what you need to do? You need to find women who enjoy books. Go to libraries.
Let's compare notes for a moment. Will, when's the last time you went on a date?
That's not a bad idea.
Like 3 weeks ago, maybe?
3 weeks ago. Okay. Wally, when's the last time you went on a date?
Yeah, it's been a little longer than that. I'd say about 3 months.
Damn.
Okay. Wow.
Damn.
We are hopeless. I really wanted to talk about the Packers.
No, we're going to get to the Packers.
I want to talk about whether or not they should be the favorites in the NFC after two really impressive wins.
I don't know. Do you want Kyle to start putting people asleep again?
Wow, Wally. Where is this coming from?
He's mad at me because I judged his boring speech and spiel about himself. I see why it's been 3 months, buddy.
I'm holding the microphone in the studio. I'm so jacked up.
Wally, who didn't call who back? Did you try to get a second date?
Oh, that's a good follow-up. Good follow-up.
No, we went on 4 dates.
Who cut it off? Who cut it off? You or her?
Sorry, Wally.
I probably stopped responding first.
Wally, you dog.
Why was that? Was she too fast for you? Too much going on?
No, it was at the point where I'm like, yeah, if we're going to keep moving this along, it's got to be something where I feel like it's a real thing. And it didn't feel like it ever got beyond the
You
surface.
Looking for love. You should be looking for a good time. It's the summertime.
Summer.
Goodness gracious. That's your problem. You need to break. You know what? You need to break a woman's heart once. That's what you need to do. You need to get a little rough around your edges. Be a heartbreaker for once.
You know what? None of it matters for me because you know what, guys? I got Micah in my life. I don't need.
Turn him off.
Yeah, turn him off.
Turn him off.
We're gonna come back to Wally on the other side. The reaction to the worst Bachelor pitches of all time is insane.
These
on the Cardinals Target text line 800-990-3776.
I feel bad for the Generation Z women. If this is what the field is? Oh my gosh, these women are gonna be single forever.
Lasagna in Milwaukee says, "Hey Will, you can have my wife. She's very expensive." Adam recounts what just happened here. Okay, Will, tell us why you're the most eligible bachelor. Quote: "I'm fast. I run fast. Eat fast. Talk fast. I think fast. I am fast." So it just happened with Will there.
And Goofy,
Bill and Madison, gosh. Y'all are being too hard on the poor boys. Let them be them. Unbelievable. AJ in Baltimore. Wally sounds like a stage 5 clinger.
He 100% is.
Let's hit John in Milwaukee on the Cardinals Target text line. John, you're on KBN. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Happy Victory Friday.
Happy Victory Friday, John. What do you got for us?
Well, I'm wondering if maybe Kyle is kind of a little deflated today because he knows the entire universe saw him drop that absolute dime that you threw him yesterday.
Not a dime.
Thank you. It was a dime.
Not a dime. We have a photo that it was not a dime.
Okay, but here's the thing, Kyle.
Show if you saw the photo. I stand by the fact
it was a dime. That was your speed.
It hit you in the hand three times.
My fingertip. Who the hell do y'all think I'm Randy Moss and Devontae Adams?
Kyle, hold on. If that happened to Romeo Doubs and he dropped it, what would your reaction be today?
Bad pass by Jordan Love, but he's an NFL receiver. You got to make one handed catch. I am not Odell Beckham Jr. What the hell do y'all think I am? I couldn't stop.
Okay, I feel like all of a sudden we're off and running.
We got a freeze frame on the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channel of
the ball just
hitting him right in the bread basket.
Unbelievable.
That is not a good bread basket. I have one hand. It was on my right shoulder in one hand. If it was really in my bread basket, I would have been able to extend two hands and would have dropped in my bread basket.
All right, here's what we need. We need an eligible bachelorette in the Milwaukee market.
Good
steal,
Frank. Good. Yeah, okay.
We need to talk about whether or not the Packers should be the favorite in the NFC. Have they leapfrogged the Eagles as the best team in the NFC in the 2025 season after a 2-0 start? And we need to find some eligible bachelorettes for our eligible bachelors, Will Summers and Ryan Wollersheim. 22-year-old Will, 26-year-old Ryan, both looking to get back in there. It's cuffing season. It's officially fall. Pumpkin patches are about to open up. We're going to solve the world's problems today on KBN. We'll continue right after this on ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman.
We've called him Whitey Tighties. We've called him the Hall Monitor. He's Jesse Nelson. Like, he's just, I'm Jesse Nelson. Kyle, you're Jesse Nelson.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Victory Friday, Kyle Brust and Nortman on ESPN Wisconsin. Alex Strove in for Ben Brust and Brad Nortman alongside Kyle Wallace. Will Summers is running the show for us today, as is Hunter Vaughn over in Madison. Maybe Ryan Wollersheim a little bit too, as we just heard from. I feel like calling them eligible bachelors is probably an overstatement after what we just witnessed.
They're not eligible. They're trash. They
couldn't sound more unappealing.
Have you guys considered maybe I like being single?
No, you
haven't said that. You said you were open to going on a date, which makes me think maybe you don't like
being single. I'm skeptical of not being single.
Are you mingling?
I'm mingling.
Like you mingling.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mingle.
Let's get to know each other a little bit. Will, obviously you and I know each other, and I know the answers to the questions I'm about to ask you, but I want the audience to get to know you.
I don't know Will very well because I go to work and I work.
Well, yeah, but me and Will have hung out outside of work a few times, so I've got to know him better.
Sorry, Will, not interested.
I'm going to ask him some questions, and Kyle, I think it'll help you learn a little bit about Will. It'll help the audience learn a little bit about single Will over here. All right, Will, when's the last time you were in a relationship?
Like a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago.
And was that long-term, short-term? How long was that relationship?
It was about 6 months.
Okay.
So, like, I don't know if you'd consider that long. I'd consider it short-term.
That long enough.
It was in college. Like, I was a senior in college, so I think that's considered, like, longer-term as far as college kids go.
Sure.
I'd say so.
I'll give you that. Is that the longest relationship you've ever been in?
No. I think in high school I was in one for, like, 10 months, so that's probably the longest.
So you've never made it to a year?
No.
Not mad at you about that one, bro.
Okay, I think you're doing your youth all right.
Yeah, don't love these women, man.
I don't really have a problem with my life right now, so like I don't think I need to add like a girlfriend right now.
So we should not be looking for eligible bachelorettes. Do you use dating apps?
I used to. I don't really anymore.
What happened? Bad experience?
No, just like kind of lost interest. I was like, I don't really want to have this anymore. I don't really need it.
That's what I hear about this generation.
Well, when's the last time you hit on somebody in public? Like you went up to a girl and said, "Wow, I think you're really beautiful."
I don't know if I've ever done that.
Okay, we got to work on that.
Really?
Got to work on that.
That takes a lot.
Confidence is sexy.
It takes a lot.
It does take a lot of energy, and rejection sucks. I get it, Will.
Confidence is sexy, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Strofe, you know, Strofe ain't sexy because of his face. Because of his confidence.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my face is bad right now. I've been getting acne recently. I got one on my lip. I got one on my face.
Oh, wow. That's a bad one on your
lip. Yeah, I picked it this morning, so it was bleeding.
Oh, God.
And then I got a couple. My acne's been bad. Oh, I never get acne.
What are you, 12?
So yeah, right? I looked in the mirror this morning. I said, what the hell's happening to me? Am I going through puberty again? I mean, what is going on here? So, no, I'm not sexy because of my face. They say a face for radio in our business.
Yeah, we both got that.
I epitomize that. Yeah. Okay? But I got a little bit of swagger. We need to swagger you up.
I don't know if I want swagger.
Kyle, would you unretire from the streets for one night just to teach Will a few things?
The problem is as I could not, my legs are dead today, I don't think I can stay up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm old.
When's the last time you made it to bar close?
Oh, when's the last time I wanted to be at bar close? When I legitimately say I have not gone out this summer, like lately, I mean, I went out maybe one time after an event, but then we were done by 10, 9:30. If y'all can just let an old man sit in the corner and fall asleep, then I'll be all right.
All right. I feel like we've...
What am I supposed to do?
We've stretched this to the lengths that I don't think we can maintain.
I'll hit the streets with y'all one time.
Yes!
It would be
that's a commitment!
A hilarious, me and Kyle just one-on-one.
But Kyle, we're going to need baby girl's permission for you to throw a little game around.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
No,
whoa,
just wingman.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm definitely... If y'all want me to
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Hold on. You got to hear me out for a minute.
Because the way I talk to
this
women
is your strophe out now.
The way I talk to women now is I'm an old man. When I was in Vegas, like, oh, so what are you guys going to school for? Oh, fantastic. That is great.
This
you're,
weather.
You're getting your major in what?
Wait, where were you where these conversations were happening?
We were in Vegas. Like, oh, so you're getting a major. Oh, that's
were you
good.
At the club?
No, we were at the pool party, the beach.
Okay.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, we're boys here for a wedding. Yeah, we're having a good time. Yeah. So you go to school where? Oh, that's great. Great. Studying what? Oh, any scholarships? Cool. Excellent.
That's how you talk to people?
Now, that's how I talk to people at a pool party.
Do you talk about the weather?
No.
This is a really good peek behind the curtain. I feel like we're all being vulnerable right now. We're learning something about our personal lives rather than, you know, the radio personalities we are. Because, look, at the end of the day, we're going to get back to the Packers here in a minute. But I didn't realize you were as old as you advertise. Right? Because in age, you're not old. You're, what, 35?
I'm 35 is old. Most 35-year-olds are, you know, having families or slowing
sure,
down.
But like, I don't view that as old. I still think
it's not old. It's still youthful. It's still young.
Yeah, the prime of your life is still ahead of you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
oh,
I mean,
you don't believe that?
No. The prime of my life is still ahead of me. I'm just saying I've lived a great life.
What was the prime of your life?
Oh, 20s were wonderful.
Why is that?
That was just a good time. I was living life, traveling, doing a lot of. I've done a lot of great things in my life so far, Strofe. I've only been an adult for less than 20 years, and I've done a lot.
Cool.
No, I'm being honest. I've gone to Rose Bowl. I've gone to the World Cup.
Oh, really?
I've traveled to Africa. I've done a lot of great, fun stuff. Europe, Hawaii, the islands. I've gone to Packers game. Been on NFL sidelines. Like I've sat courtside. Like my life is good.
Thank you, Craig.
Cool. No, I mean for real. My life is good. I've lived a great life. That's what I said. The next life is a different phase for me. But no, I feel old and tired. I'm done. I can't. The stuff I used to do, hell no. I'm good on that. It's not even attractive or fun. It's too loud. Too loud in those bars and clubs.
We might revisit this in the 4 o'clock hour, but we've got to put it to bed for now because we got to get back to the Packers on the other side. 27-18 win over the Washington Commanders. Well, it is my goal in life now to find you your missus.
Might take a while.
Brother, love is out there. There's plenty of fish in the sea.
I'm not a big settle down
would
guy.
Would you do speed dating? It's something I never did that I regret because I think I found my one. In fact, I know I found my one.
You're good. I wouldn't speed date. And no, don't settle down.
Have you ever done it?
No.
I'm fascinated by the concept. It's something I never did when I was single. I feel like I would crush it.
Is that actually a thing? Like,
yeah,
I've only seen that in the movies.
Typically, it's for an older crowd. Yeah, typically, it's for an older crowd.
It's a little desperate.
People that are Kyle's age, typically.
Oh, wow. That's what they do?
Yeah, I think when you get to the prime of your life, where like obviously the biological clock is ticking.
I'll say this: Will, you're still young, but if you are single in your 30s, if you're single in your 30s and you have no kids, you are a meal ticket.
Do you think there's
a meal ticket?
I'd be kind of cool with that too.
What if I wonder if any bars around here in Milwaukee or Madison for Ryan Wollersham, if they do like pitch your single friend? I know a bar in Green Bay does that every once in a while. They do an event where you know you can bring your friend. Typically of the opposite gender. So, like, you would bring a girlfriend of yours who's single, and you'd say, hey, you know, I think you should date her. And she would say, hey, I think you should date him, but I don't want to date him type thing. I wonder if that's the thing around
here. Could do a KBN Bachelor?
We could.
I know you're a big Bachelor guy.
I do like The Bachelor a lot, yeah. I just don't know if we could get that many women interested in you, given your pitch was, I am fast.
Yeah.
You know, The Bachelor needs, The Bachelor dates like 24 people.
I think that says a lot. That's a little bit of a deeper cut. You know, it shows a little bit more about me than my athletic abilities.
You know who else is fast is Micah Parsons. We will talk about the Packers win over the Commanders coming up next. What a disaster this has been. What a disaster to the 3 o'clock hour. All right, Packers talk next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
I can't believe she delegated the week.
I can't believe Brad just called my woman a cat.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Started with a whisper.
Russ and Ortman on a Victory Friday, brought to you by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza, with delicious brands like Palermo's, Connie's, Urban Pie, and Screaming Sicilian. Palermo's has your game day covered. Find Palermo's in your local grocer's freezer. Alex Strofe, Kyle Wallace, Will Summers, Hunter Vaughn with you across ESPN Wisconsin. 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Shout out Dodge County. Your way into the show, 800-990-3776. That is the Carveless Talk and Text line. Are you a believer in the Packers? Do you view them as the best team in the NFC? That's what I want to talk about, because when you look at the sports books, and I'm looking right now at our friends at Pottawatomie Sportsbook, odds to win the NFC. The Philadelphia Eagles are plus 350, and so are the Green Bay Packers.
Wait a minute. So you're saying we are tied for the best odds to win?
When you look at Super Bowl winner, the Bills are the favorite right now, plus 550. The Ravens are second, plus 650. And right behind them, the Packers and the Eagles both plus 700 to win the Super Bowl. And after that, those odds fall off. Kansas City is plus 1,200, and then it goes to plus 1,900. So right now, if you look at sportsbooks, and specifically I'm looking at Pottawatomie Sportsbook, there might be some different lines in other books, but I would imagine they all have those top four teams and then everybody else, including the Chiefs being one of the everybody else's. It's the Bills, the Ravens, the Packers, the Eagles, and the Packers and Eagles are 50-50. They are both plus 350. They are tied for the best odds to win the NFC after two games for the Green Bay Packers. Do you view them as the favorite? Have they leapfrogged the Eagles?
I mean, again, I'm not going to view them as the favorite yet. I might be a Packer backer, and I believe the Green Bay Packers have looked phenomenal so far this year, but I still need to see the Philadelphia Eagles in a couple more games this year, right? The Packers are on one of two teams that have two games under their belt, right? So there's still some impressive things that can be seen for the Philadelphia Eagles as they get ready for their matchup coming up on Sunday. And so, or I believe they play Sunday, maybe Monday
night. They
play the Rams at Kansas City on Sunday.
It's a Super Bowl rematch.
And so that is that. We'll see how they play on the road against the Kansas City Chiefs. But right now, you got to knock off the top dog. And guess what? The Green Bay Packers are going to have their chance during the regular season to knock off that top dog.
Yeah.
And it only matters what you do in the playoffs. But they're going to have their opportunity to do that. So when I think about the Green Bay Packers, are they a front runner in NFC yet? No. But are they playing like they can be the front runner? Absolutely.
So these two teams will tango on November 10th. November 10th is the date of that Monday Night Football game. That game is at Lambeau Field. Monday Night Football. That feels pretty big on ESPN and ABC. Packers-Eagles coming up November 10th. But we're going to learn a lot about the Eagles over the course of the next couple of weeks. You just mentioned a couple of their upcoming games. So they started with Dallas in a tight one. And I think Dallas is better than people give them credit for. The Packers will see them in week four.
You just say that because of the star on the helmet.
No. I'm usually not a believer in the Cowboys. I was really impressed with them in the opener.
It's the star.
Did you watch that game?
Not much of it. I watched some of it.
Okay, I appreciate your honesty, because I think if you would have watched it, you would have been impressed. They should have won that game. CeeDee Lamb just couldn't catch a ball in the fourth quarter.
He dropped some passes.
Couldn't catch a ball in the fourth quarter.
I mean, again,
they probably should have won that game.
Should have, could have, would have, but they didn't.
The Bears should have beat the Minnesota Vikings,
but they didn't.
So, no, I agree with you. All right, so looking at the Philadelphia schedule the next couple of weeks, it's just fascinating to me. They are at the Chiefs for a Super Bowl rematch on Sunday. That game will be on Fox starting at 3:25. It's America's Game of the Week on Fox. So make sure you're watching that one Super Bowl rematch, because that Super Bowl was not good. The Eagles completely owned the Chiefs. They dominated that game.
Front four.
Following week, they host the Rams, who many view as a likely winner of the NFC West.
Yeah, tough schedule.
And then the final weekend of September in week four, it's a noon game, which surprises me because this feels like a big-time matchup. It's the Eagles at Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers, who are likely to win the NFC South. So they have three playoff teams the next 3 weeks in the Chiefs, Rams, and Bucks. So at that point, ahead of week five, we will really know how good the Eagles are.
No,
what they've shown us in the first month of the season. And odds are they might be 4-0. They might be 3-1. They're a really good football team. But what I have seen from the Green Bay Packers is a different level of domination, reminiscent of what the Eagles did to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. So while I'm not ready to declare the Packers the absolute favorite in the NFC, I only have two teams in that category, and it's the Packers and the Eagles, and it's as close as possible. November 10th will probably give us a more declarative answer. But what the Packers did this offseason, and the NFL is a copycat league, right? You mimic winners.
And who did they try to mimic when they made this acquisition?
The Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to instill the fact that they can defend both the pass and the rush.
Mm-hmm.
And they added an elite, elite, elite pass rusher in Micah Parsons. And you have seen the proof in the pudding the last 2 weeks against Jared Goff and Jaden Daniels. He changes things defensively. So, they upgraded their pass rush. That's something the Eagles were really good at last year.
What else did they upgrade in the offseason?
Wide receiver. They drafted a wide receiver in the first round. Obviously, the Eagles have a couple reliable wide receivers. What else did they upgrade? The offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Aaron Banks hasn't really played a whole heck of a lot, but we will see if he's able to come back from the groin and ankle injury he's dealing with in week three against the Cleveland Browns at left guard. But not only did they sign Aaron Banks, they also drafted the guy who played most right tackle snaps yesterday, and Anthony Belton in the second round. Not a sexy pick, but look at this. You needed it right away in week two.
You know how I feel about Anthony Belton.
Not great?
I mean, he could turn out to be decent, but I feel like there are
others. He's young.
They're young, but there was, again, in the second round, I'm looking for a guy that can actually come in and contribute. And I feel like, again.
But I think hindsight being 2020 now, you didn't need a pass rusher because you months later you go out and grab Micah Parsons.
Well, it would have been nice to have a stud corner, or not a stud corner, somebody, a corner.
I agree with you. But
another guy on the defensive line that could be, you know, a hybrid guy.
The Packers, and somebody pointed this out in the YouTube chat earlier.
He didn't know he was going to get Micah.
No, of course not. But he went out and showed some urgency. He tried to trade for Trey Hendrickson as well. They wanted somebody that changes the complexity of that defense. Somebody said this in, I believe it was the ESPN Madison YouTube chat earlier, and I just thought it was a really good point. And I'm sorry, I don't see it anymore, so I apologize for not giving this person credit. But they said, the Packers have always been really good at developing, right? Like Keyshawn Nixon, I think, is a really good example. That's a guy who they brought in to be a special teamser, and you saw what he did last night. Five PBUs. Not one, not two, not three, not four. Five pass breakups.
He was very handsy yesterday.
He was awesome for the Packers, and he has been this year. And I know a lot of people chimed in that he's been the most impressive Packer.
CB1!
He self-appointed himself CB1, but he's lived up to it now through 2 weeks. Right? They're amazing at developing, and there's so many other examples of that, especially on the offensive nine. Think of the Elton Jenkins. Think of the Zach Toms of the world. Think of the Rasheed Walkers of the world. That guy was a seventh-round pick, and he's been your starting left tackle for the last 3 years.
And you don't even notice him because he's not making any mistakes.
Correct. He's as consistent. He's as cool as a cucumber and consistent as can be. Has Rasheed Walker been. So they're amazing at developing. But now, the last two off seasons, the Packers have gone out and made splash moves. They signed Josh Jacobs. They signed Xavier McKinney. They trade for Micah Parsons. The fact that they are now both developing and making the splash moves makes them that terrifying of an opponent. And that's what makes them such a big-time pick now in the NFC because they are right neck and neck with the Eagles.
Yeah.
It's a copycat league. They mimicked what the Eagles were good at last year.
That's what you're supposed to do.
But it's working.
But you're supposed to figure out, listen, when you look at this offense, a lot of people understood Jordan Love is a good quarterback. We didn't know how great he could be because of the injuries last year, him being hampered. We didn't know how great he could be, and right now he's delivering for the Green Bay Packers. You knew how good the run game could be for the Green Bay Packers. You knew the receivers didn't get open the way they needed to, but there was some flashes of greatness. So overall, he understood that all he had to do was tweak a couple things and add a couple pieces. And again, he wasn't expecting to get Micah Parsons, but we ended up getting Micah Parsons, and it changed his team into a team that can truly compete for championships, and they're not slowing down anytime soon. There is no reason why this defense would not continue to develop and get better, because as you said, Micah Parsons, he's not fully healthy yet, still dealing with the back issue as he's still on the injury report. But when he does get healthy, he gets comfortable, and Jeff Hafley's able to continue to put him in many different positions to be successful, this Green Bay Packers team is only going to get better. And at some point, there's going to be some young guys on that defensive line that are going to emerge for the Green Bay Packers as a body that they can depend on to give them some reps as well. Lucas Van Ness is going to continue to grow and get better in the role of not needing to be
that
pressure. He's played well. He's played well. Not having that pressure of being a first-round pick, but more importantly, having Micah Parsons there, being able to be put in different spots, he's doing well. So overall, when I think of this football team, you're right, Strofe. This team can compete for championships this year. And as I said earlier this week, we understated the impact of Micah Parsons. After week one, regardless of how much we celebrated, regardless of how good we thought Micah Parsons was going to be, he has exceeded expectations to at a level that most of us do not understand. Because us as Green Bay Packers fans, we saw what a pass rusher in Clay Matthews, how good he can be. But Clay Matthews, he was good.
Yeah.
But he wasn't instant Hall of Fame good. What we are seeing is the difference of a guy who is literally a special, special player that don't always come along like this too often. We're seeing the impact that he has for the total defense that you have. So he is extremely special, and this football team is looking really, really good through 2 weeks.
Having fun yet? Packers are 2-0 after a win over the Commanders last night, and they look unstoppable. They have been dominant against two really good teams in the first 2 weeks of the season. I'd say I'm having fun. To answer my own question, I'm having a little bit of fun. You having fun yet?
I'm having a lot of fun. Come on now. The Packers are 2-0. I feel good because of the fact that I wasn't worried going into them games. I wasn't worried going to week one. I wasn't worried going into week two whatsoever. And we talk about the Cleveland Browns. I said my level of worry is more, but I don't have a lot of worry. I feel good. I feel confident, man. It feels good to be a Packers fan.
I'm having fun as a Packers fan. Kyle's having fun as a Packers fan. Hey, Bears fan, Will, you having fun?
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I don't value that.
You don't value much. You don't.
That's not true.
No, that's true.
No, that's true.
You guys are coming at me a little too much.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Hey, little lady, I know you're feeling crazy. Woo. All your other friends are busy making them babies. Been out in the real world, don't like how
Kyle Bruston-Ortman, ESPN Wisconsin. Alex Dorf, Kyle Wallace, Will Summers with you until 5 o'clock on ESPN Milwaukee. Just for a couple more minutes on ESPN Madison and ESPN Beaver Dam ahead of Jim, Matt, and Molly in the Dam Sports Show, respectively. When'd you change?
Took my Badgers hoodie off on Wisconsin. Excited for the game tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah, I mean.
Is excited the right word for Badgers, Alabama?
There's only one undefeated team going into that game tomorrow. And it ain't Alabama.
That's a good point.
And it ain't Bama.
Something to watch, I guess.
I mean, I'll throw it on, but.
You guys just. The Badgers competed with Bama early last year, like the first
quarter. Bro, they were down after the first quarter to Middle Tennessee State. What are we talking about?
But, I mean,
what
they had
the final score of that game last year.
It ended
year
up
too.
Being. Oh, last year?
Bama a lot, us a little. But I think after the first quarter, we were in the game. And then.
Middle Tennessee State was in the game, too.
We struggled last year in the first 2 weeks, and we competed against Bama. The Badgers' problem was against okay or average teams. They struggled, got blown out versus really good teams. They competed against Penn State, too. That went down to
I can't do it.
What do you mean? I'm just being honest.
Best first quarter team of all time.
Okay, now we're.
I'm struggling to generate any buzz for the Badgers this year.
You're not a real Badgers fan.
I am a fan. I hope they do well, and I hope they make me eat crow on Monday.
Don't say that because you have to actually eat crow if you do.
Well, I when we say eat crow, are they referring to the bird?
Do not ask me.
The crow is actually like something. It's not the bird. It's something else.
Okay, so I don't have to eat a bird.
No, but you have to eat. But it's not good.
Okay.
It is being forced. I'll try to find it.
Okay.
It's an idiom,
I would prefer not to eat anything.
Oh, maybe it is eating the bird.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm not doing that. Also, I think killing birds is illegal, so it's neither here nor there.
No, it is eating birds.
Yeah.
I thought it was something else.
I got a weak stomach. Don't do that anymore. All right, we go to Dirty D.
Probably tastes like chicken.
Diana McGuanago, you're up on KBN.
First of all, you don't talk about my Badgers that way, Strolf. Those are my boys.
Sorry, Diana.
If you're a Badger fan, you don't talk negative, regardless how good or how bad they do.
Oh,
if you're a true fan,
I am
you
a fan.
Always stick behind them.
I hope they do well. But I am not impressed with the product I've seen thus far.
That's better. First of all, like I had asked Strolf, where was this defense last year? I get it that Michael Parsons makes a big difference, but he's not the whole defense. Where was this defense last year?
The defense was last year had the way football works is that sometimes when you have somebody who is so disruptive – and somebody that attracts so much attention, such as double teams and triple teams on plays, right, where they're putting so much attention towards them, it frees up other guys to have one-on-one matchups. Or sometimes offensive linemen are paying attention to Michael Parsons and they're not paying attention to somebody else on a stunt or something like that. One guy could be a difference maker like this.
I got to take accountability for something. I screwed Diana up.
How did you screw up?
Well, we always play this hotkey.
Micah.
From Jerry Jones. Because remember the one day I found this piece of audio from Michael Irvin's podcast?
Michael.
Why don't you come grab Micah? Diana called him Michael Parsons.
She did. I mean, she did.
I think it's my fault. I think I twisted something up in her brain by playing that Jerry Jones clip so many times.
I mean, that's taking extreme ownership. We know how we feel about that around here.
Great book.
You didn't read it.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
When did you read it?
A couple weeks ago. Maybe a month ago now. A
lot of military, huh?
A lot of military. Did you read it?
Books on tape, man. I don't read books. I listen.
Oh, you're an audiobook guy?
Yeah, I don't. I can't sit down and read a book.
Michael.
Why don't 400
you get Micah and come over here with him and come with me and sit down here and bridge this gap?
I'm so glad he couldn't bridge the gap. You ask somebody like Michael Irvin. Michael Irvin is a rager. And everything he does. You think Michael Irvin was going to be able to get Michael Parsons and his agent to figure something out? Jerry Jones is crazy. Thank goodness.
Brandon in the YouTube chat says Diana McGuanago equals Jerry Jones.
Michael. Wow.
I ain't going to do my girl like that. She ain't that senile.
Yeah, but he called him Michael a bunch of times in the
press conference.
Yeah, so I don't blame Diana. I take responsibility for that.
I mean, Dirty D. Or
Jerry can.
But yeah, Dirty D, Michael Parsons is that big of a difference.
Yes, correct. This was still a good defense last year. And to be real honest with you, had they not made the move for Michael Parsons, I think this defense would still be good. It wouldn't be nearly this good.
The games look different. It's so different when you're able to, your offense is able to have time to score and you build a cushion, and now teams are like,
when you have a complete game record to the level of Micah Parsons, it changes the optics of defense.
He collapsed the pocket the majority of times he's on the field rushing.
Yeah, so we will see. All right, we've got another hour to go with you on ESPN Milwaukee. We will discuss. I know Kyle's feeling good. I know I'm riding high. What's the ceiling wins wise for this Packers team
good,
in the regular
baby.
Season?
James Brown good.
That
baby.
Ceiling keeps going up. After these first 2 weeks, what is the ceiling wins wise in the regular season?
What week
that?
Is the Super Bowl? What week is that? February
February
9th?
It's early.
8th?
Yeah, it's early. So
oh,
I think
so it might
it's
be
like
six.
Something like that.
It's always like the week before or the week of Valentine's Day.
It's before that this year because I'm going to Florida over Valentine's Day.
Oh, well. Cool. We'll see what we're doing.
All right. Matt and Molly are coming up next February 8th this year. Sunday, February 8th.
It's not too early. I mean, usually like, or was it 11th this year?
I don't know. Book your tickets, though. Here comes Santa Clara. You might want to fly into San Francisco, though.
Don't know much about flying that way. Just know it's probably expensive.
No, no doubt. Everything is out there. All right, Jim, Matt, Molly up next in Madison. The Dam Sports Show with Corey and Wally up next in Beaver Dam. Kyle and I continue with you. ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. Here we go.